As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So I usually take the opportunity of the kind of first Sunday in January to share some of my thoughts about the coming year and our vision as a church and how that might relate to the coming year. About 12 months ago, I stood here, I wonder if you remember, and talked about tent pegs. I wonder if folk remember some nods there about tent pegs and stretching out the tent, about the idea how I felt that God might be encouraging us as a church to enlarge the place of our tent, to spread out, to lengthen the cords. I had no idea that this would mean enlarging out on the internet, spreading out physically so nobody was within 2 meters of each other, or that it would include working with other community groups to provide food and support to others in our communities in the way that it did. But there is no doubting the fact that we have been stretched and that we are now a different shape to what we were 12 months ago. As well as the stretching and the enlarging, I think that we have to be real and acknowledge that there have been losses as well. There are areas in which our ministry and in which we as a church have shrunk. Just as examples, our toddler groups and Oasis, they're not been able to meet for 9 months at least now. And the sheltering, the meeting place tent that those things have provided, they haven't been there. They've gone. Many of our small groups have struggled to continue meeting, even over Zoom. And there has been some really good mutual support and care for each other. But it seems to me that the kind of pattern of regular meeting together to study the Bible and pray together, for some of us, has gone a little bit. Our small groups aren't doing that in the same way. Our Sunday services have changed. For big chunks of the year, none of us were in the building. All of us were online. And now some of us can be back in the building, but still quite a few of us out online or watching DVDs. And they are particularly challenging for our families with young people. They've well done to the families with the young people who've managed to make it today, but it's not as easy as it was, is it? No, I've got shaking hands there, and those of you at home. And it's not as easy for young people, particularly youngsters, to engage with the online as well. And our young church doesn't really exist in the same way. We have to be real and name these things. As we go into the new year, not much is certain. With the new variant of COVID, it looks like things might get worse before they get better. The teachers among us, I suspect, are living with a lot of uncertainty about, they don't even know who's going to be there tomorrow, do you? Don't even know the school's going to be open tomorrow. They will be. Some will. On my good days, with the vaccines being rolled out and things, I think maybe we might get something back to approaching normality in terms of church life, perhaps by Easter. More realistic might be September. One thing that doesn't change, that is certain, is the character of God. God continues to love us, to call us, to be trustworthy and reliable. And that light that came at Christmas, which was revealed to the wise ones at Epiphany, still shines to show us the way. The true light that gives light to everyone that came into the world and to all who receive him, he has given the right to be children of God. And that's what we are, as followers of Jesus, children of God, sealed by the Holy Spirit. That cannot be taken away from us. It is the light of Christ that helps us to see, even when things are dark. So as we look around us and see the world, and we see our lives, and we see church in Christ's light, we're reminded of the vision and the values that we have as a church that I think actually have helped us to navigate what has been a difficult year. And I think will help us to navigate as we face the challenges of the new one. And just as a bit of a reminder, as a church called to be closer to be Christ and sent to be closer to others. Our vision is kind of captured by three key images. Can we have the first one up, Nathaniel? Yes, there we go. So this first one, it reminds us of all the things that God has poured into our lives as individuals and as a church. A church that has experienced and is experiencing the generosity of God in so many ways that it just can't be hidden. It has to shine out. It has to spread out. It pours out of the windows. So in this image of our vision, we see the generous riches of God pouring into this church, a beacon of light, and then overflowing to the community around us. I believe that we, as a church, have been a beacon of hope in so many ways this year. And I believe that we can continue to be. And the second picture is a representation of a meal in the house in Bethany that we heard Rian read the story of. Jesus is seated there in the middle. Mary is worshipping with abandon at Jesus' feet, having poured out that perfume, washing his feet with her hair. Martha is serving faithfully in the kitchen, and Lazarus is leaning in friendship against Jesus. All three are coming closer to Jesus, who is our Lord, our God, and our friend. In this image of our vision, we see Christ, a Christ-centered church, one of faithful service, intimate worship, and friendship with God. And this year, our worship, our service, our relationship with God has been very often in the domestic setting that we read about. It's been in our living rooms, it's been in our dining rooms in a new way this year. And thirdly, we have a strawberry plant sending out runners and spreading. And on these runners are these like tiny baby strawberry plants. And they have the opportunity to take root and grow and to become plants themselves, to bear fruit themselves. And in this image of our vision, we see a connected community of faithful congregations sharing the same DNA, but growing in a variety of contexts. And this year we have seen new runners start. We've seen Shift Church start up and other online expressions. But we've also seen others wither or go into hibernation. So as we work towards this vision, we do so in a way that expresses our core values of loving God, loving each other, loving our neighbours, celebrating and exploring. At times this year, it has been difficult to find things to celebrate. But there's been no shortage of opportunities to explore and find new ways of doing things. And to love each other, and to love our neighbours, and to love God. And actually, thinking about it, I do think that actually having that value of celebration has encouraged us, has disciplined us, if you like, to find things to celebrate and be creative about doing so, even when things have been difficult. So with these things in mind and seeing how they shaped last year, what about the new year? As we look forward, what do we see? Well, as I said, there's a lot of uncertainty. But there are a few things that I'm fairly sure about. At some point, we're going to have to make some decisions about what we start doing again and when. The reality is, I think, that some of the things, some of our activities, like toddler groups, both the ones we run in the parish centre and the one we ran down in Orbit, and Oasis, and toddler praise and a whole realm of other things, they were run by people who are clinically vulnerable and have actually taken the opportunity that this break has afforded them to decide to step down from those teams, having served faithfully for many years. So when it becomes safe to start these activities up again, or something like them, we will only be able to do so if there are people who are willing to step up and make them happen. And whilst the paid staff can support some of this, we're not able to do it all. There just aren't enough of us, to be honest. And as the economic outlook, for various reasons, nationally and for the church, isn't so great, the likelihood is that there will be fewer paid staff on team doing fewer hours. Towards the end of last year, many of you will have received either an email or a letter from me outlining some of the financial challenges we face coming into this new year and the possible staff changes. And I received a few responses, and one particular intrigued me. And the thing that intrigued me was this theme that stood out from people who got in touch with me who didn't realise that we paid someone to come and clean the church building. That was mostly expressed by people who had moved to the area and joined the church, but in their previous church it had been a much smaller church. And in a numerically smaller church, there was no option to pay someone to come and clean the building. The congregation just divvied it up amongst themselves and did it. I was thinking about this, and I wondered whether, in some ways, All Saints is just the wrong size. You see, there are quite a few of us. In fact, there are so many of us that sometimes perhaps we fall into the trap of assuming that, well, there are plenty of people around. Somebody will do what needs to be done. Because there's plenty of people to do it. And we're also just well enough off enough to have some paid staff. But then I wonder if occasionally we fall into the trap. Just occasionally I get a hint of, well, we pay people to do that. I do hesitate a bit sharing this. I don't want it to come across as a guilt trip. I'm aware that it does tend to be the folk who are already doing loads who then email me afterwards and say, well, I could do this as well. And those perhaps who aren't doing so much, who it kind of washes over a little bit. But despite that hesitancy, I feel it's important to name this, to put it out there as we go into this year of all years. We are not likely to have enough finance coming in to maintain our current level of staffing. We do not currently have enough people volunteering to keep our buildings safely clean or to restart the things that we stopped doing last year. This isn't me having a moan. Honestly, it's just me telling it how it is. I'm the leader of the church, so some of the responsibility for fixing this falls on me. But to be honest, I can't do it on my own. I just have to tell you what I see. And then we as a church have to decide what to do about it. And it may be that God is saying to us not to restart some things. As we go through the year, as I say, we'll have the opportunity to listen to the Holy Spirit and discern that together. And one of the signs might be that the resources just aren't there to do something. And if that's the case, that's okay. There have to be, there to be space for new things to grow, the gardeners around here will know, sometimes you have to take something else out. Something has to be pruned or to die. That's just part of church life. That's okay. But if God is calling us to do new things, to restart things, are we going to be open to being the people who are going to answer that call and to make it happen? One of the new things that is going to happen this year is a cross-Telford mission project called Do You Know Him? I'm quite excited about this. It's going to be after Easter, so hopefully things will be getting back to normal a little bit. We're going to be asking as many people in and around the Telford area in as many different ways as possible, do you know him? What's the answer? Who do you think we might be talking about? Jesus. Well done. Answer in church. Oh, it's Jesus. Do you know him? There'll be a sermon series in our morning services exploring different aspects of who Jesus is. So when we're going out and talking to our friends saying, do you know him? And they say, well, who is he? We know something, so we've got something to say. There'll be small group material supporting this. And I really hope that small groups will be up and running again by then. I'll be working with the small group leaders to encourage this, to support people, to join in virtual meetings, if that's still the only way it's possible to meet. Mission and Discipleship Action Group will be working with other churches in the area to develop training and events that will enable us to ask those around us in work, in school, in college, or in our street, do you know him? As we hope that life returns to normal, we want to introduce people to Jesus. That's what we're all about. Called to be closer to Christ, sent to be closer to others, to bring them closer to Christ. That's what we're for. It's what we're for. We want to introduce people to Jesus, to encourage them to get to know him for themselves. So look out for it. Do you know him? There's going to be a lot about that this year. As we go into this new year, I really do. I continue to see All Saints as a shining beacon, a place of encounter with Jesus, a growing, fruitful expression of God's kingdom. We are people of love, of exploration, and of celebration. I look forward to what God is going to do in, through, with us. So I invite you to step into the new year with me, in faith and hope, ready to follow the call of God to be the church he's creating us to be. Amen.